Oye, LOLeros, hay party. Tragos party, that is. The Tragos Party Games are here, and they are the party games for Latinos. Created by a dynamic team of Latinas, Tragos Game and Get Loud, don't you love the name, were designed to connect Latinos of all generations and backgrounds, celebrating the similarities shared among all Latinos through hilarious gameplay. Whether playing Tragos, a drinking party game for adults, or engaging the whole familia in the competitive Get Loud, these games are guaranteed to bring fun to your holidays this year. Tragos Game and Get Loud are both easy to play and can be enjoyed with two or more players. And guess what, mi gente? They are available at all Targets nationwide and on Target.com. They're also accessible on Amazon. Go to Amazon and look for Tragos Game. Also, look for the episode of Latinos Out Loud where we interview founder Carolina and head of marketing Aralis of the Tragos family. ¡Ay, party! Yo te lo dije.
LOLeros, it's your girl Rachel La Loca, and if you're in the New York area on Thursday, May 16th, then please, por favor, come out and join me at what will be an iconic celebration of the 400th episode of the Latinos Out Loud podcast. Woo! Can't believe how far we've come together. LOLeros, I love you. So I'm joining forces with the folks at Latino Laughter to present a hilarious evening of comedy at the legendary Broadway Comedy Club located at 318 West 53rd Street. The show is at 8 p.m. and you can get your tickets at BroadwayComedyClub.com. George of Latino Laughter is one of my mentors who gave me the power of the mic way back when I hosted my first stand-up comedy show at the Broadway Comedy Club over 10 years ago. So I'm super, super thankful. Agradecida. The show on May 16th is going to be another great one with the comedy of Jose Bedoy, Huge J, my girl Soph's Dope, my guy PJ Bryan, and one of the original Latino Laughter comedians, Tony Marrero. LOLeros, join me for this party on Thursday, May 16th at 8 p.m. at the Broadway Comedy Club here in NYC for what will be an unforgettable evening. And thank you for helping us achieve this milestone of 400 episodes. There may be a podcast piñata and other surprises, so get your tickets at BroadwayComedyClub.com and I will see you on May 16th. Un beso!
Yo, 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 what's up, LOLeros? It's your girl, Rachel La Loca, still here en vivo in Los Angeles, the city of angels. Here, in case you don't know where you are, this is the Latinos Out Loud podcast, LOL, if you like acronyms like I do. This has been so much fun, just LOL, out here in LA, being loca, being myself, and being in the presence of such greatness. Like, so many amazing interviews, and we have another one in store for you, which I'll get to in just a second. Listen, just going from place to place here in LA and experiencing just the different backgrounds, environments, las montañas, the water, the breeze, the smog. It's been really, like, quite amazing. It's different than New York City, y'all, but the vibe is still the same. We out here. You know how we do, LOL, cross country. I am here, again, in the presence of greatness. We are going to talk to someone who is so accomplished, has done so many different things, and you're going to really relate because you're going to know some of the projects that this man is spearheading. He is the Executive Vice President of Strategic Communications and Partnerships. Please put your hands together for Jose Diaz. Hello, Jose.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for inviting us to this amazing office. You guys, do you see what we're looking at? This is going to be a hard-hitting episode, if you know what I mean. Yeah, Cheese Monster Flex here. I can't turn it off.
Well, I have to say, this is a beautiful wall. We're actually moving in about 2 months.
So
we're actually going right down the street, so not too far.
Okay.
But we'll take all this with us.
Please do. There's so much memorabilia here. So this is Smack Entertainment, okay? You are known for putting out a lot of amazing content, managing some incredible talent, NFL, sports-driven stuff. I am not really a sports girl, but can I just say I'm amazed and intrigued by what you do, and I know introducing you did not do your title justice. So if you can please tell the LOLeros a little bit more about what you do here at Smack Entertainment, we'd all appreciate it.
Yeah, well, why don't I give you a quick background on what SMAC is?
Sure.
So SMAC's a talent management company. We were founded by Michael Strahan and Constance Schwartz-Marini. We represent clients at our core. So we represent Deion Sanders, Tony Gonzalez, Wiz Khalifa, Common, Camille Kostek, MJ Acosta-Ruiz, Deanna Flores, a flag football player from Mexico, among others. We just recently signed DK Metcalf. And others. So we have about 21 clients and we have three divisions. We have a talent, so everything you think of when you represent talent, press, appearances, endorsements, you know, how they build their career. We're responsible for everything that they do. Aaron Andrews is another a client of ours, which not only do we do handle all that, but we also build businesses. So Aaron has a female-focused licensed apparel line, NFL, NBA, NHL, MLB, and we have Angel City as well. So we're now venturing into women's sports. We want everyone to know. Women's sports is growing so fast. But we want fans to also be able to show their fandom in a stylish way. And then our third, you kind of alluded to, was production. We produce scripted and unscripted projects. We're really known for a $100,000 pyramid on ABC, the game show. We have BS High, which is a documentary based on Bishop Sycamore on HBO Max. We have Coach Prime on Prime Video. So we have Prime on Prime. We just wrapped up season two this past December, and there's more coming with Prime as well. So
congrats.
That's kind of our company. Thank you. I oversee the talent division. So I'm responsible for our talent team to ensure that the strategy for each of our clients gets executed, responsible for partnerships as well. So endorsements, appearances, anything from a social post you might see on Instagram to a Super Bowl commercial.
Wow.
And then the communication strategy. So press and media relations from our company, our executives, and also some of our clients.
That is so interesting. Okay, not to sound like Deborah Cox, but how did you get here? Tell us how you got here. What did you go to school for? What was your foray into this?
So I'll be completely transparent. I had no idea this was even a career possibility.
Wow.
I grew up first generation. Both my parents are from Mexico. My parents growing up were like, you should be a lawyer. You should be a doctor.
Of course. How often do we hear that? Yes, of course.
My parents probably still don't know what I do today. but whenever they see a commercial that I've worked on, whether it's a Super Bowl or whether it's just running while they watch a $100,000 pyramid, they get so excited. I get photos and texts. They're like, we don't know what you do, but we know you're responsible for this.
If it makes you feel any better, my parents still think I have a radio show. They have no idea what a podcast is, even though every week I'm like, I got to go do my podcast. Like, oh, ya tiene un show de radio. I'm like, you know what? I'm just not even going to. It's fine. It's a radio show.
It works. They can understand that. No, but I started in college. So I came here to LA and I went to USC.
Okay.
While I was at USC, I got an internship with Constance Schwartz-Marini.
Oh.
She was Constance Schwartz back then. She was Snoop Dogg's manager.
Wow.
So I wanted to be a tour agent. I thought I wanted to be on the road, you know, go on the tour life, just being able to help put music together. I've now realized that's not for me.
Wow.
Sleeping on a tour bus, probably not as fun as it sounds for my age at this point. But I worked under her on the Snoop account, was able to learn a lot. I actually left to go study abroad.
Oh.
And while I came back, she called me, and I was actually in New York interning at that time. And she's like, would you please come back? We don't have Snoop anymore. She turned 40, and she said, you know, 7 dog years was like 49 real years.
That's so amazing, like, dog years.
She was like, I need a little bit of a break. they're still really good friends. We still work with Snoop. He's one of our consulting clients. Underdogs on Prime Video is a movie that just came out in January that we produced as well.
Tell us about The Underdogs a little bit more, because we want our listeners and viewers to watch and tune in.
So Underdogs was based on the SYFL, the Snoop Youth Football League.
Aww.
That was started when Constance started managing Snoop. She took Snoop to then Commissioner Tagliabue to inquire about starting a football league. He wanted to have people in the community here in LA have representation, have the access, the resources to play team sports, especially football. And so through that, that transpired. And now I don't have the exact numbers, but we've had dozens of players go through the program. There's actually even people that made it to the NFL, people that made it to colleges and Division I scholarships.
That's amazing.
So that was the basis of the movie. But it's like Bad News Bears meets football, and Snoop is the reformed character. It's really fun. If you haven't seen it, the language is also really great. PG-13, I think, maybe close to rated R. But otherwise, it's a really fun movie to watch.
What are some of the other fun projects that you're working on here at Smack Entertainment that you can delve into a little more?
So, do you watch college football?
I mean, when it's on TV and I'm in the presence of someone who does, yeah.
So the most exciting thing that, you know, happened last year is we obviously worked with Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, seeing the attention, you know, having The Rock, having Offset, having Quavo, having all these talent go to the game to Colorado to support what he's doing in rebuilding a football program was exciting. Even taking a step back, we helped JSU and HBCU in Mississippi, and part of my responsibilities with our team was getting sponsorship dollars for the school.
Okay.
And getting resources. They are traditionally underfunded for the most part. So being part of that was really exciting. The fun campaign that happened last year was we launched Blenders. It was all perfect timing. The opposing coach coming up that weekend made a comment about sunglasses. And while we had been working on sunglasses for months to launch his line with Blenders, the timing could not have aligned better. We rushed everything to be able to announce the day before the game. I was driving from here to the desert, and I remember being on a call trying to redraft a press release as I'm driving at 10 o'clock at night so that we could put out the next morning. But it was just really capitalizing on moments, which I think is what Smack is really good at, is we're able to connect different people, different projects, from our talent to our licensing business. And just capitalizing on key cultural moments.
That's so cool. Let me ask you a question. How do you channel your creativity? Do you have a tactic or some sort of, not to sound all football-y, but like, what's your game plan?
Honestly, for me, it's surrounding ourselves with a good team. You know, I have certain qualities and skills that I think I really excel at, but I'm not perfect. No one's perfect in every aspect. So surrounding yourself with team members that can complement those skills. So I have Derek, I have Will, I have the day-to-day managers, which Sam, Georgie, Scott, Moot, who really make up our talent team here, and each one of them brings a different aspect. And we have weekly calls, we have brainstorming sessions. Our clients all have wonderful ideas. They want to do this, they want to do that. For us, it's taking their ideas, putting our own ideas, but really planning which ones are going to be fruitful for them and worth their time and effort. And also executing them. So seeing an idea from start to finish. One crazy project, well, I'd say it's crazy because it came out of an idea. Erin Andrews had cervical cancer a couple years ago.
Oh.
Unfortunately, that led to some infertility issues. She did IVF. She could not carry and conceive her own child, unfortunately. Thankfully, though, this past summer, she was able to conceive via surrogate. It was awesome, but we took that moment and we partnered with Enfamil, Inspire Optimum, and we created the Mac Grant, which is the name of her son, and we were able to announce on the Today Show that we were rewarding a couple who also had infertility issues with $20,000 to be able to start the family. So it's taking a moment, partnering with a brand. I was bawling.
You just struck a chord. I was diagnosed infertile. I lost seven pregnancies, and it was a really tough time. And I basically had to like sell an organ to afford the drugs and the process for IVF. And I tried everything. I did IUI, IVF, III, Iconio, I mi madre, all the I's to get pregnant. And it was really hard. So hearing that this opportunity is now, you know, going to go to someone who really needs it, I know what that need feels like. I also know what that need to fulfill a maternal instinct feels like as well. The good news, because I've got good news, everybody. The LOLeros know this. I was able to conceive naturally at that, the good old-fashioned way, you know, some of this. And all I needed was some hope and una botella de embarazo from Santo Domingo. My uncle's sister's mailman's baby daughter's for baby mama's friend brought me some concoction from Dominican Republic and was like, take a shot.
Topical or drink?
It was a drink, Jose. And it had like eye of newt and like, I don't know, cow testicle. I don't even know what
Did
the hell was in it. a little prayer. I mean, I always did anyway, but like basically, pa arriba, pa abajo, pa centro, pa dentro. And I had to couple that with remolacha, and like beet juice and molasses. Now, whether it was that or maybe it was just mind over matter, I was able to conceive not once, but twice. So I had two. I had one and then I had two miscarriages after him. And that's when I called it quits. And then I'm on a Disney cruise. I'm like, how am I seasick? I'm not out to sea yet. My mother's like, go buy a pregnancy test. And of course I did. It was marked up like a mother. no pun intended. And I came out and I had an extra passenger on board and he's now five.
Did they charge you the bill?
They didn't charge me extra, but truth be told, I had like upgraded my tickets for the adult cove for unlimited drinks. So much for that. Yeah, so much for all that. I was like, I don't know, just a couple weeks pregnant on that cruise. So I have my two boys. They're 8 and 5 and they are miracles. Thank you. Awesome. I love hearing about this because like I said, like we Latinos too, we're told not to talk about it. Stay mum. Be quiet. Don't talk about losing babies. Don't talk about miscarriages. Don't talk about your broken ovaries. You know what I'm saying? But I'm an open book. So I'm so glad that you brought this up. How can people learn about that grant?
So we partnered with Baby Quest. Baby Quest is a foundation that is there to help mitigate some of those costs from IVF, from surrogacy, whatever your journey is. I'm so happy that your journey ended up in success with two beautiful kids.
Thank you so much.
But not everyone has that. No, not everyone's fortunate. To your point, we don't talk about relationships. We don't talk about sex. We don't talk about reproduction issues with my family. We didn't. But I think having those conversations and being open about it, it's also a financial burden.
Yes.
It's expensive.
It's ridiculous. Just the drugs alone. I mean, luckily I was working in corporate at the time and they covered some of the costs, but not for the drugs, not for the injections. And I had to suppress my immune system for one round of IVF because they thought I may have an autoimmune disorder because I was just rejecting all the pregnancies. So we don't talk about this. And I really think we have to more. I use my platform to cover these topics. So it's so funny. I came here with a sports mind and here we are talking about the infertility journey yet again, but I love it. Let's keep talking about it.
But it was seeing our client getting a partnership with Enfamil, who we wanted to do a greater good. We wanted to just not just have your commercials, your ads. We wanted a purpose to it. We wanted to be able to make a difference in the world. And I work on some great projects and fun projects. I've been to some amazing places, but it's these campaigns that you have a greater purpose that are still more meaningful to me.
So much more meaningful.
Regardless of the fee, regardless of the money issues that, or the compensation side, but more so, what are you accomplishing? We're actually changing people's lives.
Yes, you are.
So Baby Quest is a foundation. Every year they accept new applications for grants, and we hope to keep this the MAC grant going with Enfamil support and, just see who else needs. I identify as gay as well. So I'm part of the LGBTQ+ community. And for me, if I want to choose my own, start a family and have be my own, I'm going to be faced with lots of financial hurdles.
Yes.
And so that is also what they focus on. They focus on military vets who were injured in the line of duty who can no longer reproduce naturally, people that have cancer, and it's individuals and couples. So it's a great organization. I'm just so excited about it. It's really one of my most moving recent projects that I've worked on.
I can sense the excitement and we want to support. We will put a link to the project in the show notes because we need to elevate awareness about this. This is so fun. You mentioned quite a Latino roster that you have here. Yes. So that must give you a sense of pride. Tell us more about the Latino, Latina, I don't know how everybody has a different way to identify these days. Latinx, Latina, Latino, Latina.
Well, it's funny because we used to, Tony Gonzalez was our third client. And so.
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Kansas City Chief.
I knew that and I'm proud.
Atlanta Falcons. Hey, you do know more about
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Tony started our first client with a Latino background. And then we recently signed MJ Acosta Reese. She's the only Afro-Latina.
And Dominicana.
Dominicana.
Hey, calm down, Rachel. Okay.
NFL reporter. So she's an NFL reporter and host. And then she's amazing. She's wonderful. She really loves to focus on your dual identities. you as Rachel have multiple identities that make you.
Oh, who are you telling? There's so many voices and identities swirling. You only met one or two just now.
I can't wait to meet the rest.
Oh, you're in for it.
But seeing what else we can do with her, seeing what else, you know, her interests and her passions. And she's just so extremely talented that I'm just excited to see what the future holds for her.
Gosh, I love seeing a Dominicana and a female just in sports, period.
I would love
to meet her and have her on the show. Yes, I'm putting that out into the LOL universe, everybody. You heard it first.
And then we also represent Deanna Flores, who's the, if you might remember her from the Super Bowl commercial last year, she was the flag football girl,
yeah.
That ran through the city. She's the captain and quarterback of the Mexican national football team.
Amazing.
And hopefully in 2028 here in LA, she will be a gold medal winning Olympian.
Oh,
putting that out
my
there,
gosh.
Out there. Black football is growing so fast
that
now it's going to be an Olympic sport.
That's amazing. And girls in sports just like really tickles my fancy for some reason because there's so few of us that like, I mean, you're looking at a former softball girl. Yeah, I got the speed pitch down. Okay.
I got to take some lessons from you.
Oh.
I play in a gay softball league.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so great.
Actually, that's how I broke my wrist.
And I just gave you a really hard high five. I'm sorry.
It's a couple years now.
Okay. I have a broken toe if that makes you feel any better. Yeah. But it wasn't from softball.
I've reached that age.
Wow, and you really have like a scar to show it. Wow, holy moly.
Don't slide into third. That's what I learned.
It must have been fun though.
It was up until I couldn't throw a ball.
So with all these Latinos on your talent roster, like do you work on programs that are specifically for the Latino market? Do you tap into like the nuances and like the cultural differences? Or is it more of a general market approach?
It varies by client. We definitely focus on specific markets and different partners for some of our Latino clients, but the Latino power, the Latino dollar has a huge influence.
Talk about it.
So Claudia Romo Edelman
does
the Hispanic study every couple of years. And so just knowing some of the stats that she said, and I don't have those on me because I did not prepare for that, but...
That's okay. We don't need statistics, but like, yeah, broad strokes, we know that we are, you know, in the trillions in buying power and like we over-index in certain like box offices and yet we don't see ourselves on screen. Like maybe you could talk about that ratio too. I didn't mean to cut you off, but like, are we seeing ourselves? Talk to us about representation.
From my perspective, and this is just me, obviously, you know, there's tons of studies out there. But just seeing Flaming Hot. I don't know if you watched the movie.
Of course, we covered it. We went to the red carpet premiere. We had Annie Gonzalez on the show who played the wife. Of course, Flaming Hot was Flaming Hot for Latinos Out Loud.
I got so many text messages about, did you watch this movie? Did you watch this movie?
Oh, yeah.
Cousins group text. Very similar to when all my friends and family saw Deanna on the commercial. Mm-hmm. Very similar responses. Oh my God, she's a Mexican flag football player.
Yes.
She's us. We identify with her.
Yes.
So the representation is there. I think we just need to focus more on that. You know, I love Sofia Vergara and I love Griselda. But I do feel sometimes we get into this stereotypical of a Latina.
Yeah.
Latino. And so I want to focus more on the content where we are the protagonist in a positive way. You know, The Blind Side, for instance, I was connecting with some colleagues in the industry and we talked about this. There's The Blind Side. There's so many other stories that tell different cultures and different backgrounds, their journey through sports. Where are the sports Latino stories? Where they're not.
Right.
So we're actually working on trying to figure out and solve that problem because now you do have Latino executives, people that can sit on table. I'm fortunate that Smack has a very diverse executive team. Our CEO is a woman, and our founding partner is a black man. So from there...
Michael Strahan.
And then from our head of talent, you know, I oversee talent. So I'm a Mexican, also gay kid, essentially. And then you have our head of production, Anthony Smith, who's a black man.
Yes.
You have key people in power at this company and making decisions who have a diverse background.
Yes.
So having them at the table, being able to tell their stories. We're actually, this fall with Prime Video, we have The Evolution of the Black Quarterback coming out. It's a series.
Ooh, tell us more.
Michael Vick goes and interviews, I would say the majority, if not all, of the current black quarterbacks in the NFL.
Ooh, I just got chills.
Along with to legends from the past and cultural figures like Common and others that really contribute to the game and where it is, but seeing the influence. It's a great story, and it's a great... Did you know there was only one black quarterback in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Warren Moon.
Wow, you guys. So the
fact that there's only one is astonishing. Of course. Especially the influence they've had. It's great to tell that story. I want to tell the Latino stories, too. What else can we tell? Where can we dive into and give that perspective? Because we have just as much influence.
If not more, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, we are, like, especially women, too. Like, you know, all the studies show that, like, Latinas are the gatekeepers. We are the ones that choose what movies the family is going to go see, what car the family is going to drive, what toothpaste is in the household. Like, I'm very sort of, like, that's one of my missions is to, like, you know, utilize that. If we are the gatekeepers, then we should be talking to us. They should be talking to us more.
Yes.
And thankfully, you're in place.
So that's my goal is... working with some of my colleagues across the industry to figure out how do we tell these stories, connecting our colleagues and allies to really help put us in protagonist roles where we are at the main focus.
Okay, I want to shift a little bit to the more personal, if we can.
Yeah, of course.
We talked about how you got here, and I know there are LOLeros right now wondering how they can get here. What are some words of advice that you have for those aspiring to enter the entertainment industry? Maybe you could talk about some of the pitfalls that you stumbled upon and how you got through them. Because you're here now. You outside, as the kids say. Okay? So please share some words of wisdom.
It's interesting. When I was, you know, when I decided I wanted to go into entertainment, I thought I had thought I had to be at a big agency. And I started at Smack at a kitchen table. It was Constance, myself, literally working on a kitchen table. So I also took a salary that I had no idea, didn't negotiate. Always negotiate your salary.
Ooh, but, that's good advice right
I did
there.
Not
yeah.
have that ability. I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. But it was a leap of faith for me. But it paid off from internships. It paid off from being in the office before my boss arrived, leaving after my boss left. Mm. I was given a specific duties of this is my role, this is my job, but it was going above that. What else can I contribute? Oh, I have some free time. Let me go ask that division what they're doing. Let me go and meet this person for lunch. Let me ask them. My role is essentially a sales role sometimes too, because I oversee the partnerships and getting revenue for our clients. But I will tell you what I actually do is relationship build. Mm. It's connecting with people. If we're friends, we're going to want to work together.
Yeah.
And I think people forget that, like the personal connection that you have to have. So my biggest advice, if you really want to, is to start those personal connections. Don't ask for a job. Don't ask for an internship. Really just build that connection with the other individual. That's what you really need to do. Constance and I now... she's my boss and our CEO, but I consider her a mentor, a sister, my family. We've been working together for 15, 16 years now. So,
Wepa.
And I thought I would, you know, like, you know, people leave and move industries or move companies. I never had the need to because I was able to grow so fast in this smaller company. So don't discount a small company either. Because you're able to touch different assets. I've worked in every single division that we have and learned a little bit about everything to really be where I'm at today.
It sounds like you really love what you do.
I do.
Yeah, and that's really remarkable and how you're moving our people forward.
I think we all have to move each other forward. And I think that's what is exciting is that we're not alone. I will tell you, for years at I work with the NFL. I work in sports. Every Super Bowl, I always felt like the odd one out. I always felt like I was the unique agent or manager. I'm only 5'7", if you can't tell. So I was the short, brown, gay kid dealing with Michael Strahan, with Deion Sanders, Tony Gonzalez, just running through the streets of Super Bowl with them. I always felt like, oh, me being gay, me being Latino, it makes me unique. And what I've noticed is the NFL and the sports industry has moved to more inclusivity. There's more in events for Latinos. There's Pride Night at Super Bowl. But I realized what I thought was unique. I'm not unique. I'm unique in my own build, but I'm not alone. I have a community of others. And that's what I realized this past Super Bowl in Vegas, meeting other Latinos who are still pushing the game forward too.
I love that. It's your superpower. You know, I often think I'm on an island sometimes. I'm Latina. My dad is a Russian descendant. I'm Dominican. I'm like, there's nobody else out there like me. I'm a freaking weirdo. Like, I'm a female comedian from New York City, a student of sketch comedy. I really feel like I'm alone sometimes. But then, like, to your point, I tap into my mentors. I go to their events. You know, I network with other Latinas or, like, you know, people from sketch comedy. I'm like, oh, I'm not as alone as I thought. And, like, being different is my superpower. Nobody can say they have my DNA.
That's true.
And that rhyme, bars. Okay, I'm constantly obsessed with bars. I kind of wanted to be a rapper, so I do parodies instead. Check out my Fetty Wap parody on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I would love for you to share your handles with everyone so they can follow you on social, as well as the Smack Entertainment handle, because there are so many amazing things coming out of this office, you guys. I could feel it. There's, like, people walking around. They just look smart. Everybody looks really smart here. So just let the Eloeleros know how they can stay tuned to what you're doing.
Yeah. On Instagram, I'm Jose Tony, T-O-N-Y, Diaz, D-I-A-Z. And Smack is at Smack, S-M-A-C, Entertainment.
I want to thank you for your time. I know you're busy, and you carved out time for little old Latinos Out Loud out of New York City. But it's been really remarkable hearing about what you work on and what you do and where you came from and where you're going.
Well, thanks for coming and making the trip out here in LA. I do have one question for you.
Sure. Oh, I love a good Q&A. Oh, this is great, especially if I'm getting the cue. Yeah.
So I just moved here from New York. I spent 12 years in New York, and now I'm back in LA. What do you prefer, LA or New York, and would you move out here?
Oh my gosh, this is such a great question. Okay, my dream is to be bi-coastal. I really like LA. And I've heard from other New Yorkers who are out here. I have a ton of friends who are, like, actors. They come out here back and forth. They come in for projects. Like, oh, I can't wait to get back to New York. These people are so slow. There's so much traffic. There's so much smog. I have to wash my face every 2 hours. I have to wash my hair every day. And I'm like, what are you talking about? When I get off the plane, when I land in LA, I smell the show business. I feel the show business. And there's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing. Okay, I know I'm quoting the song, but, like, it excites me. This is what I want. I went to school for marketing, okay? I was a marketer for a really long time, working 16 years in the space. I worked at People Magazine, Heineken USA, all these, you know, great companies. But I never felt that sense of fulfillment like I am now pursuing my comedy career, doing this podcast, doing some production work on the side, working with talent like you, elevating voices in our space for our people, adelantando nuestra cultura. That is what gets me going. So when I get off the plane in LA, I'm like, I am here to conquer. I am here to be a warrior. And I love that. Like, New York is cool too. Yeah, it's like, it's a different energy. Coast to coast, it's different. Because the same thing, I get to New York, I love New York. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm not ready to move. So that's why I would love to be bi-coastal. Yeah.
Good answer, good answer.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And the food out here, the tacos, look at this gut. Hello, taco gut. Breakfast burrito? Sure, 24/7. Not just for breakfast anymore. This has been so lovely. Did that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
And thank you for asking that. I'm telling you, I love a good Q&A, whether I'm giving the Q or the A. This has been another episode of Latinos Out Loud, and quite a good one if you ask me, but I'm biased. You guys leave comments. Make sure to follow us. We're on YouTube. We're on the tube of you and you and you and me. So check us out. Jose, thank you so much. Thanks to everybody here. Me and Marcella for making this happen. This office is amazing. I would definitely come back here if we're allowed to.
Come back anytime.
Thank you so much. And that's about it. Guys, follow us at We Are Latinos Out Loud. Give us a call at 978-LATINOS. And on that note, we out.